Hello, guys, and welcome to the Kimberly LaDores podcast. Today, I wanted to, as always, give a huge thank you to everyone who is supporting us on this podcast. Your support means so much. But I wanted to speak on today about mindset and how having the right mindset can change everything on the exterior. And that includes everything around you, your family, your friends, situational circumstances. All of that can change just from you having the right mindset. I was sitting in church on yesterday and thinking, you know, just for me, you all know I'm a God's girl, no qualms about it, but I was thinking just how good God has been to me and the things that he's allowed me not to experience. And even though, you know, growing up I might have, you know, wanted to experience it or thought that I should experience it, everyone's mindset doesn't allow each of us the foreknow or the information before we go through it to know if we can overcome it. And so I was sitting in church yesterday just thinking, you know, how blessed I am that I did not have to go through a lot of the things that other people had to go through, and that I have the mindset to learn from other people's experiences and apply them to myself in my own way. Everyone knows I'm a goal setter. If I should say so, I think I'm the goal setting queen, actually. I don't know what name I'm going to give myself, but I'm going to give myself one of those names. So I like to set everything up in goals. I mean, the most minuscule thing, the most minute thing, I want to set it up in a goal. I want to, you know, I want to get a new $1,000 wardrobe. That needs to be a goal of mine. And how am I going to plan to get there? So all a goal is a plan. You have an end objective as to where you want to be, what you want to achieve, and then you create a plan to achieve that, a realistic plan, a doable plan, an achievable plan to reach that goal. So I set goals for everything, paying my insurance off for the year, all that kind of stuff. I set goals for to achieve those. Now, granted, all my goals are not achieved. Don't get me wrong. Everything is not achieved, but there is a plan to get to that goal. And sometimes you have to tweak those plans. And just like in life, having the right mindset allows us to tweak those plans to meet our goal. So more so of the goals that I do plan or set out and construct, I do achieve. And that's the God honest truth. I like achieving goals. It makes it, I mean, I like planning for goals because it gives me something forward to look to and to plan for. So I'm constantly, my brain is constantly working, which is not always good, if you know me. My brain is constantly working. I'm thinking of different plans, visions, dreams, aspirations, all of them. And they have to have a goal attached to them. So not everything is so good that comes along with that, but I do plan for my goals and to achieve, you know, what I'm looking to achieve next. So that's always a plan for me. It's always the next step to get to that level. So I would admonish you, I guess is my little tidbit for today. I would admonish you to set your goals, make plans to achieve your goals, make it a mandatory thing for you, a mandatory step in your life. If you have to, include your family, get friends and families involved in your goals, let people know what you want to do. And don't be afraid to let people know. As crazy as it is, I remember when I planned to buy my Mercedes. I planned this car, well, rephrase, I planned a new car purchase, not this particular car, a new car purchase 2 years before I actually purchased it, because I knew the amount that that car would cost and what a realistic payment is at that cost, that I wanted to put a substantial down payment down. So I don't want my payments being more than $200 a month, because that will allow me to still do what I like to do on a regular basis, have fun, enjoy myself, and not tying $600 a month into a car payment. And I wanted a nice new car. So I planned for it. But my friends and all of them knew 2 years before I got it that that's what I was doing. And so I had to make the steps. And so there were some times I had to say no to going out. No, we can't go out this weekend, because in my budget, it only allows me to go out once a month. So we just went out last weekend. I can't go out next weekend. So I had to do the necessary steps and get myself in the mental mind frame to achieve that goal. And there are steps that you take to get to that mental mindset. If you do our goal setting course, it'll tell you more about the mental mindset and how you actually frame your mind and frame your family and friends around you to push you to achieve that goal, because you can do that. You can frame and train the people around you that will push and motivate you to that next goal. I've had times where I'm like, no, I'm not going out, we're going to be at the house. And they'll be like, oh, okay, we're coming over. So they just come over to my house instead of us going out. That's easy. That's easier. It sets you up for success. So I would admonish you, one, to join the goal setting course, which allows you to set goals for anything, whether it's going into business, entrepreneurship, getting the steps set up to get to business, how you break that down, because starting a business is a huge, big elephant. And we all know the only way you eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Well, you have to break that huge elephant down into smaller, obtainable pieces that you're able to achieve. So that's our mindset. So it doesn't really matter what you're looking to obtain in that goal setting class. We'll take you through the steps to do it. So again, I appreciate everyone for supporting this podcast. It's an outlet for me to speak to you all more candidly. And I love the feedback. I absolutely love, love the feedback. Remember, go and check out iTunes. Leave us a comment. Go to any of the podcast platforms. I think we're like on 13 of them now. 13 to 15 of them now. So any of the podcast platforms, go there. Let me know how you're doing, how everything is going for you. I would love to hear your feedback, how this podcast encourages you or helps you out during your week. All right, I love you guys, and I will talk to you all soon. Bye now.